It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at KEXP.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and boy, there's a lot of people in this band. We're in the KEXP live room with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. This is the most people I think I've ever had for an in-studio. I think we're right up to fire code. I think this is it, where we've maxed out. So anyway, we're going to hear a couple tracks from them, then we will speak to them. So St. Paul and the Broken Bones, if you guys are ready, take it away.
Like a mighty river. This one's called It's Midnight. Mama told, son, it won't go away. That old heartache, oh, it won't stop the rain. Oh, please try, Paul. Oh, and
Amazing. To 90.3 KEXP, it is St. Paul and the Broken Bones live here at KEXP. Dude, you could sing the phone book and it'd sound amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Try that a few times.
That was crazy. Anyway, let's introduce the band. There's like 43 of you, so let's. This could take a while.
We got Bro and Lala on guitar. Hey. We got Jesse Phillips on bass. We got Alan Brandstetter there on the trombone. I mean, trumpet. Oh, man. And then we got Ben Grinder there on the trombone. Andrew Lee down there on the drums, and then Mr. Al Gamble playing Tickling the Ivory and doing all that sweet sound and swishing and stuff.
Awesome, amazing. And this is this record that you just put out is your debut record? Did you do anything before that, an EP, anything to ease people into this amazingness?
me and Jesse actually went to the studio and we did a 4-song EP, and that's kind of how we all met. The whole band met was in that studio during that time of recording that 4-song EP.
Right.
So
everyone from Alabama here?
Yeah, basically. We all met in Alabama. We got one Canadian and one Indianan, I guess you'd call them.
Is that what they're called, Indianans?
I don't know.
Al's from Memphis.
Oh. Al's from Memphis, but he's originally from Alabama, so.
Birmingham, to be exact.
Yes, half of us most of us are from the Birmingham area, and then some of us are from Florence, Muscle Shoals area.
Did you record this in Alabama?
Yeah, absolutely. We recorded actually up in the Shoals.
Who did you have produce it, engineer it?
We had Ben Tanner, who plays, he's the touring keyboard player with the Alabama Shakes.
Aha. So that's very cool. Yeah. Have you played any shows with them?
We have. We actually did a tornado relief thing with them in December down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we keep tabs on each other.
I come from a place that has tornadoes as well. I'm from the Midwest. It's a scary thing.
Absolutely.
And people that grew up in states that do not have tornadoes don't realize how scary it is when the TV you're watching all of a sudden goes to like blank and it has that beeping sound, or
right.
some person gets on, they're like, and you can't even hear what they're saying. You're like, what am I going to do? You just feel like you're dead in the water. But you flip the couches, your parents flip the couches over and you get under them. You're like, is this going to really help me? Really?
Or you get in the bathtub. Living in a trailer park, they're like, oh, you get in the bathtub. It's like, no, man, trailers, you done.
If you're in a trailer, you might as well go outside and throw your arms in the air.
There's no bathtub.
Take me.
Yeah.
I was doing some research on Birmingham, Alabama, because I don't know a ton about it. But now I know a lot about it. I know that there's been some pretty notable people from Birmingham, Alabama.
Absolutely.
Now including you guys, of course. But I see that Lindsay Fuller is from Birmingham, Alabama. Legendary singer Odetta, that's pretty cool, is from Birmingham, Alabama. Ruben Studdard, American Idol. Did he put Birmingham on the map?
I actually saw him in a JCPenney's not long ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was getting me a pair of jeans, and I saw Ruben in there, and I didn't say anything to him, but yeah.
He seems like one of those guys that's like a nice guy, you know?
He seemed nice. I didn't talk to him. Right. He seemed like he was nice to the cashier, but that's all I can tell you.
Courtney Cox from Friends, she's from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, I think she still lives and has a place in Birmingham.
And a person that I don't know, but this name is very familiar now, Tom York. Is from Birmingham, Alabama, but not the Tom York that's in Radiohead. Who is Tom York? It says TV personality. Does anyone know who that is?
No, I mean, the only one, Sun Ra, is from...
Is Sun Ra from
Sun Ra,
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Emmylou Harris.
Emmylou Harris, that's right. I had her on my list. That is right. Tammy Wynette.
Old Tammy. Love me some Tammy Wynette.
That's awesome. Well, you guys have a fantastic sound. I cannot believe this is a debut. And how do you get are you guys all traveling in one, like, Airstream or van, or how are you guys doing this?
We got a 15-passenger van with a trailer tugged behind it, and that's about all we got.
That's great. Now, are you guys playing tonight?
Yeah, we play tonight at Tractor Tavern over there. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, it's sold out. So.
Oh, yeah. The Tractor is easily one of my favorite venues.
Oh, I'm excited.
You guys are going to love it. It's great. People are going to... The Tractor is perfect for you guys.
Awesome.
The crowd's going to go absolutely wild.
Oh, cool.
Now, before we got rolling here, you guys were warming up, and you said you might have a song called Batman's Crotch. But then you teased me, and then you started playing something, and you do not have a song.
Well, I'm a bit of a consider myself a bit of a Bruce Wayne kind of a character, and I've been really fascinated, especially, you know, if you see the new Batman movies with his crotchal region and how well it's padded. I think it's a fascinating subject to write a song on, and we are definitely going to be in the process now after today.
You're going to have to be.
Absolutely.
And I encourage fans to keep demanding that they write a song called Batman's Crotch.
Absolutely.
I can only wonder what the lyrics would be.
I'm just trying to make my mama proud.
Really. Exactly. I'm sure she
just
is.
Just trying to class it up a little.
All right. Well, I know that our listeners would love to hear a couple more songs as well as I. So St. Paul and the Broken Bones, we would love to hear a couple more.
Call me. This last one we're gonna do is called Grass is Greener. Thank you.
It's St. Paul and the Broken Bones live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Grass is Greener, and the ones before that, Call Me, It's Midnight, and Like a Mighty River. And all of these can be found on the debut album, Half the City. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And wow, you guys are fantastic. Thanks for stopping by KEXP and blessing us with your soul sounds.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's wonderful. And anyone who's lucky enough to have tickets to the Tractor tonight, that's going to be one hell of a show. They're in for a treat. So once again, and also get the album. Is it available on vinyl?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's available on vinyl and digital and CD.
Well, whatever way you got to get it, definitely get this album. You won't be disappointed at all. So once again, thanks to everybody in the band, all these people, Paul, Jesse. Is it Broen or Brown?
Broen?
All right. Andrew, Al, Alan, and Ben, thank you guys so much. And also want to thank Jackson Reeves and Christina on the crew for helping out for this fantastic in-studio performance today. So have fun on your adventure. Where do you go next?
We go to Portland next.
Portland. And what venue? Are you doing the Doug Fir down there?
No, we're doing a Wonder Ballroom.
Wonder Ballroom. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're excited.
Awesome. St. Paul and the Broken Bones live here on 90.3 KEXP.